The best day of my life. Long ago, on the playground of Maplewood Elementary School, a friend came up to me and asked if I would like to ride the bus with her to church the following Sunday. Being the shy, not very well-liked kid that I was, I accepted. This day led to many such Sundays where the bus would drive down our dead-end street, pick me up, and drive me in reverse up to the corner. As time went on, I learned more about Jesus and his love for me. The Word of God was drawing me in. Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. When I was 15, the gospel was starting to make full contact with my heart. As the invitation was given Sunday after Sunday, service after service, I knew something was missing, and that invitation was for me. I was not sure what was going to happen if I raised my hand. I was not sure if I would be taken seriously, or if I would be scolded for something. That was and is my deepest fear. Little did I realize, as I thought my heart was going to beat out of my chest, I was experiencing the call of the Holy Spirit. He was urging me to take the best decision I have ever made. On the Sunday of March 11th, 1990, I raised my hand, stating, I was in need of this blessed Savior named Jesus Christ. An elderly woman knelt with me and shared scriptures with me, showing me how I could know for sure heaven would be my eternal home and how I could accept Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. I prayed out to God with everything my 15-year-old heart had and asked Him to come into my life and save me. The nerves were gone as Jesus came to make His abode with me. I wish that was all there was to tell, but I was young and not from a Christian home. So I drifted away from the Lord, but He used circumstances only He could arrange to draw me back to Him. One of my friends passed away, and with one almost deadly car accident later, I am happy to say I am back, literally walking with the Lord, stronger in faith. I know now He will do or use whatever it takes to let us know how much He truly loves us, who have trusted our everything to Him.